For KBIA News, I'm Abigail Keel. Missouri regulators are again considering whether to stop payday lenders from collecting utility bill payments from their customers. The Kansas City Star reports critics contend cash-strapped customers might find it easy to take out loans to pay the bills and end up paying the high interest rates charged by payday lenders. Utilities contend it's a convenient way for their customers to pay their bills, and payday lenders say very few people take out loans for bill paying. The staff of the Missouri Public Service Commission is expected to present a report next month with a recommendation on whether the practice should be allowed to continue. The commission studied this in the years 2009 and 2011 before deciding not to ban the practice. Demolition is scheduled to begin Monday at the University Village apartment complex on South Providence Road in Columbia, according to the Columbia Tribune. Lieutenant Bruce Britt, a 23-year-old veteran of the Columbia Fire Department, died in February as he attempted to rescue residents trapped by a walkway collapse at the University Village Apartments. 11 of the 14 buildings in the 57-year-old complex will be torn down by Marshall Wrecking of Fenton, who won the bid. The University of Missouri is currently involved in a wrongful death suit over the accident. A 2008 university report recommended demolishing the complex. The Columbia City Council is set to take a final vote Monday to appropriate funds to cover expenditures from the planned snow removal budget, according to the Columbia Tribune. The city spent an additional $133,000 over its appropriated budget. The money paid city workers, as well as for equipment and materials. Last winter was the second most expensive winter out of the last five. Columbia had 17.8 inches of snow between December 2013 and March. This was the second lowest accumulation out of the past five winters, but the city also had to clear streets of ice throughout the season. Recent data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture says that over 90% of U.S. field corn is genetically modified. As Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports, that figure has nearly doubled over the past 10 years.
The EPA wants to reduce the amount of corn-based ethanol in the nation's fuel supply, though the exact amount of this reduction hasn't been decided. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad is tired of waiting.
We were assured it would be decided by June, and here we are mid-July. Who knows when they're going to finally make a decision? But this is just typical of the EPA and the federal government and the fact that they're really damaging America's competitiveness.
Supporters of the changes say the renewable fuel rules raise the price of animal feed, but the governors of Kansas, Nebraska, Minnesota, and North and South Dakota have all joined Branstad in opposition to the proposed changes. The EPA says it will announce its decision on the renewable fuel standard by September 30th. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Sarah Bowden.
For KBIA News, I'm Abigail Keel.